like pack searching through a 7-Eleven. So are the days of our cards. G'day everyone, welcome to the second ever podcast, Days of Our Cards, brought to you by the Mojo King. Today we're talking about the newest product from the AFL, 2017 certified. We've just busted two cases. I'm here with Dominic Zoimek, Stephen Brown, Nick Russo and Dan Raines. Dom, say hello.
Hello everyone.
That's his voice, Stephen Brown.
How you going?
Nick.
Hello.
Dan.
What's up?
All right, let's get started. We're going to talk about the product and what we think of it. We've just busted two cases, as I said. First of all, overall, base sets. What do you think compared to last year, boys?
Standard.
Same. An improvement?
A bit better.
A little bit better than last year, yeah.
Dom?
Yeah, a little bit better.
Yeah, I think I like the gold foiling. I think it sets it off a bit better than last year's for mine. Let's go to the Cert Sigs. Now, I've got a question for you. Do you like Cert Sigs?
Personally, I like the design myself. I like how they continued it across.
But not really the design. The design, I'm talking more about the concept. Do you like the concept of the Cert Sigs,
yeah,
boys?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. So, would you sooner the Cert Sigs or a draft pick Sig?
Oh, I still prefer the draft pick Sig.
Draft Sig.
DPS, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, DPS.
Yeah, so I'm for DPS as
well. I like the risk factor.
Can't we have both?
Well, with two, is that an option? Can we get a draft pick and a cert instead of two certs? Would that be perfect world?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you
like that.
You get
first player taken plus a certified sig.
Yeah.
You get a decent player, and then you also get either a future superstar or not so well.
I agree. Yeah, with Dan. And Nick?
Yeah, I agree.
Consensus, we'd like that next year?
Yeah.
Okay, so the consensus is we want one certified SIG and a draft pick SIG of your first pick.
Yeah.
Everyone would be happy with that?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
But to be honest, like, it hasn't really lost much without losing the draft.
No, to be honest, because it was...
Overall.
But they have added
as an overall product.
But for me personally, I want a Silvani SIG in his cup.
No, I agree.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. The Gold of Gold, new card this year, thoughts?
I think they're a bit plain.
Plain?
Yeah.
Numbered to 280?
Yeah, I reckon I prefer the team leaders.
You prefer the team leaders, okay. I
haven't really thought about it.
As looks.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure yet. I'm
on the fence at the moment myself, so...
I don't mind them. If it's a one-off thing, if they were there next year, I'd be bored of them.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, I think that middle insert has to be changed every year.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Mix it up.
I wouldn't have liked to have seen team leaders again this year.
No, not this year, no.
They had to go with something different.
Clubs are changing leaders, captains and everything from last year, so you can't do it again.
No.
So.
Dom, your opinion, mate?
My opinion, they're sort of similar to basketball end-to-end, but they don't really... mean the same thing. So what's goal to goal kind of?
Well, it's a goal to goal line. It's your spine.
Yeah, but I mean, does that player move the ball from goal to goal?
Well, it's your fullback, your centre half back. If you look at a team sheet, it's your spine.
All right, yeah.
It's like they go coast to coast.
Yeah, but I guess with basketball, you've got the where players carry the whole ball across court and got the the.
Yeah, but this is AFL. We're not talking basketball here.
I don't think
there's been some good plays though where balls moved from one end to the other,
Yes.
So yeah, I don't think Josh Gibson or Hawthorne's going from full back to full forward one go.
There's no end to end stuff in the AFL, unfortunately. Okay.
Johannesson?
Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah. Rookies. What's the thoughts on the rookies compared to last year?
Design's much better.
I love the design.
I love the design. In hand, it just looks really good.
They stand out different to other cards, which is better too.
Must be just me. I like the darker ones. I don't know.
You preferred last year's?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I prefer these ones because they stand out more from the other insert sets. So you get a very good idea.
I think it looks a bit old school. I don't mind it, to be honest. Do you want them to continue with that next year? I think.
I think so, yeah.
I think that's a good...
good way to...
If you can't have SIGs, then for sure.
Agreed. Yeah. The Cert 460. I think it's an improvement on the look. For me, I don't want to see him again next year, though.
No.
2 years of it's enough, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, if agree. You change the name of the box, pretty much.
Different make series, that, it's not certified that, anymore, yeah. So what can you do with it? So
improvement on the look?
Yeah, design's much better.
Yeah. That's numbered to 460 is cool, I suppose. Yeah. You can still chase your low numbers.
Yep.
Overall, you want to see it again next year?
No.
Probably not, no.
Not phased either way. I
mean, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta have something there. So if it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not.
Mm. Medal winners. Once again, I think they look a lot better than last year. I didn't like the, some did the fuzzy look,
yeah,
but
I liked it. Yeah.
I really liked the one, like the Dangerfield, just the Brownlow just stamped there, and the Norm Smith. As
looks
well.
Classy, I reckon. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Look, what do you think, everyone else?
Having the medal just in the middle is great.
I tend to like them most years, I think. But yeah, they're good.
I think everyone likes it. For me, I love the one with Ablett with the Norm Smith gun. Yeah. What was that, 96, 97?
Something like that.
Yeah, it might have been 90. Yeah, 96, I think it was. They're my favourite of all time.
I think these are better than last year's medal winners because they were too fuzzy and blurry for my liking. So much better. Just keep it refracting.
The AAs?
Improvement.
Yeah, I like them this year.
AAs more premium. AAs,
it's an AA. At the
it's
end
an
of
AA.
Yeah.
As long as they keep them in there, I'm happy with them. They have the AA set in there every year.
I like it for the shares, particularly because Carlton never have any, so it's always cheap for me. Never cost me much.
I don't have that. Well, North have issue. This year. Mine's the other way around. It's usually 4 or 5 AAs in there every year.
Now the look of the Premiership Redemption. I love it this year with the gold.
Yeah, I'm in favour of that one, so.
Do you like it, everyone else, Don?
Yeah, I agree. Much better.
Nick?
Yeah.
Tenfold better than last year.
Do you like the way they do the 2 SIGs as well? Or do you want, what can improve on that? Anything?
As in what you get back?
Yeah. What it redeems.
Maybe make sure there's the Norm Smith signs.
Yeah.
That way, at least one of them, and maybe.
Yeah. For me,
a goal more meaningful kicker signature. Or something. Right.
Yeah. More meaningful SIG.
Rather than just a random player from the side.
Yeah.
For me, if you're going to get 2 different SIGs, I want 2 different 3 cards as well, instead of the same 3 cards in each redemption.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can fault with it. Because if you get one, and you get the 3 cards and a SIG, and then you get the other one, it's the same 3 cards and a different SIG, what do you do with the other 3 cards?
You have to keep them all together. Yes. Yeah.
Would Select go down the path of doing a dual SIG coach and Norm Smith medalist?
Coach would be cool.
Captain,
I wouldn't mind a coach. Captain coach.
Yeah.
Captain and Norm Smith.
Yeah.
Norm
Smith.
A dual SIG for
him. Norm Smith should be automatic.
Yeah. Do you want to see coach cards?
Nah.
You don't reckon?
Not personally.
Nah. I wouldn't mind seeing a coach.
Maybe as a common or something.
Nah. The American, they went down that path and you pull one of those and it's like, what the hell is this?
Well,
so you wouldn't like a Tom Hafey or a Alan Jeans?
Oh, historical. That's probably different.
Well, you don't know. Alistair Clarkson's won 4 flags. Would a Hawthorn fan want to see Alistair Clarkson sing?
I don't reckon current day.
I think
in the history of AFL,
4 flags, I would think that's a rare these days.
Lee Matthews, Kevin Sheedy.
I mean, if you pulled a current day coach, you'd be like, but if it was someone from the past. I know what you're saying, but you can't predict it, can you?
Me personally, I'd probably just go with the old Scanlon's way, just the old common card of the coach. Maybe lose it.
It's the only way you've got a John Devine.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you're a Swans fan, that's the only way you got Cole Kinnear.
But, you know, maybe take one less player out, have 11 common players and the coach.
Is it common? Nick, you're against the coach. Would you be happy with a common coach card?
I liked it back in the day, that's for sure.
As part of the set.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that.
All right.
I mean, you could almost put him as the header card rather than the logo. We've seen a lot of team logos for a few years now, so you could put the coach with the checklist logo kind of in front of him.
Yeah,
with the checklist?
Yeah, so he could be the checklist, essentially.
Okay.
Do you want his stats?
Yeah, why not?
I want his stats.
I'm sure if you're a Hawk fan, you'd want Clarkson. He's up there
he's
now.
He's a legend in Hawthorn history now.
In 100 years, he'll be with He's got the same flags as Parkin,
yeah.
Matthews.
What about Kennedy? Or same as, yeah.
He's probably the only current one.
Yeah, he would be.
Name another one.
No. Jersey card. Happy with those?
I think they've got to be two colour.
I agree.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be anything special, just
a club, bit of club colours. Just a colours. Bit of
club colour with the Y. The
problem wall. Is for your Carlton.
Carlton, yeah, well, at least make it blue.
Yeah.
If it's white, well, it's not.
It's really too, it's too plain white, it's too boring for, yeah. For mine, so.
Yeah.
If you can do two colours, that should be an option. But.
And where do we see jerseys? Do we want them again next year, or we've had 2 years of them enough?
Yeah, I think hold off on it.
Let it go for a while?
Yeah. Keeps the value and,
yeah.
You know, makes it rare.
Yeah. Instead of
bring it back again, say, 5 years or whenever, so, for example. So.
The patch sig.
Yeah.
Love the patch sig.
Patch sig.
And there were some cool patches last year, and I heard they're much better this year. I haven't seen any, obviously. No one has, but I've been told that, personally, they went to China and had a look at them and got them done better.
Yeah, last year there was a few duds.
Yeah,
that I seen around on eBay and such. But overall, I got a pretty good one.
Yeah, you got a cracker.
If they can keep it like that, that'd be great.
Yeah, it's hard. Obviously, it's not NBA or NFL with the cool patches. The jumpers all one layer. There's no things hanging off it. That, you know, you get those chunkies. So I like them personally. Once again, I wouldn't want to see them every year though, unless it. You know, I don't know.
I think
just... No, I would. You mix up the players. Yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Not every second year or...
No, I don't think so. There's enough players to share them around and get a few different...
I'm 50-50. I prefer to keep it a bit more nostalgic.
Yeah, I'm not... Look,
5 to 10 years even, just, you know, break it up, bring something fresh in.
Well, the Jonathan Brown...
What do you replace it with, though?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. What give us some ideas? But the Jonathan Brown parent, who was the other Pavlich, one? That's it. Pavlich. Was Pav?
Yeah,
they were cool, and they're still cool now. How many Jody. Years on? 14 years on, they're still cool. The difference between American sports and AFL, every product's got a patch or a jersey. Where AFL, it's a rarity. I don't know. I like it. I like it being a bit rarer. I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing it either way. Every year or every second year, doesn't bother me. The Footy Finest Refractor. Now, they were introduced last year. I thought they looked great. What did you think? Being number to 80.
Yeah, no.
It was the first of the refractor style.
Yeah, they're not too bad. They're
good, but what do they actually represent, like, as a theme?
Look, your finest.
Yeah.
Your best player, I guess.
Should be your best player.
Yeah.
Was any Nick? Come on,
player selection. It's
yeah, that's what I mean, Michael.
I know when we had Zaharakis last year, and
well, he was your best player pretty much.
Gimme Zach Merritt any day of the week, mate.
He wasn't really up there before that.
They've picked a Hipwood for the.
Got to remember they do the cards beforehand. It's not done.
Yeah,
it's not right. done when they're informed.
No.
Well, who else from Brisbane would you pick?
Aside from Hipwood?
Yeah. Probably Zorko.
Yeah.
I can't really think of anyone else that you'd sort of go as finest.
It's a big call on a second-year player.
Yeah.
He's potentially influential card.
He's got the potential to be the next Buddy.
He does.
But potential's a...
Big word.
Big word, isn't it? Dom, you're very quiet.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm just thinking, I kind of agree with Brandon. I know it's meant to be your best player, but were they all the best player kind of thing? Yeah, but I did like the pearl finish on it when you bend it in the light. It was
when it refracts and like a sort of rainbow colour.
Yeah, I wouldn't be bending them though.
No. No.
Not the card itself, you know, then the angle.
Okay, then let's talk about the new one for this year. It's had mixed results, I reckon. Influential, numbered to 40.
Bit of a dud.
You're not happy with it?
No, you've got the finest. You've just gone the exact same thing and just cut the number in half.
Yeah, I think it's... look, for me...
needs a signature.
Yeah.
Your
number of card to 40.
Big number to 40. Yeah, it's got to be a C.
Keep those...
Did it just bastardise the finest, let's be honest?
Yeah.
Did? For you? For me? I think so.
Devalued.
I prefer the finest, I think.
And I prefer the look of the finest as well. Look, it's cool having that number, the 40 card. It's an extra hit for the same price. You're not paying any extra.
Yeah.
But down the track, does it take away from your finest?
It will.
It will, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's harming the price of those.
It sort of was the same card sort of thing. It looks like, but you got...
not sure about the black down each side.
Yeah,
it's too dark.
It's a bit distracting, I think. It's, I don't know, it sort of takes it away from...
And you can miss it in the pack.
Something about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
The price, people are asking some phenomenal prices now. Dreaming.
They won't stay there.
$700, $800, yeah.
That won't stay there.
No.
No.
It'll come right down.
To be honest, I'd sooner have a pay more money for the jersey Sieg than that number to 40.
Agree.
I think they'll fall where the jersey Siegs from this year will hang around that level. They won't drop as much. Don't think it needed it this year.
It doesn't help the master set collector or team set collector.
Well, if anything, it's going to kill them off.
Because now it's going to make it twice as hard for those people to finish what they want to get.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think master set collectors are a dying breed anyway, just because the amount of things that are in the products.
Well, we have one here today, and he's...
Well, shout out to Ray Thiemer.
Yeah.
He's on the verge of giving up now. He's a master set collector and a half.
He's a broken man now, though.
He's one of the biggest collectors out there.
Yeah. Well, he is. He's also the Gollum this time of year. Well, if we're being honest, he's very much the Gollum of the card industry.
Yeah.
He starts getting very narky around this time of year. And with more inserts...
more narky.
More anger. Every card is precious.
Watch out, everyone.
Yeah, indeed. So.
PM sent.
PM sent. There you go.
Gold.
Yeah, I think with the quality of the teams that are in this year, it didn't need it. Overall, are you happy that they chuck something in for free? I guess it is.
Yeah, because they're thinking of collectors. Yeah,
they are.
They're, you know, making it secret and just trying to surprise people.
Was everyone happy with that element? Because that's turned some collectors who have got real nasty. Not collectors, resellers who can't resell their shit.
Yeah, because they don't know what it is.
Pardon my French. I loved it. Bad luck.
You liked it?
Yeah.
I loved it, the held it
back. Day release of the checklist is beautiful. Brilliant.
Yep.
Dom?
Only disappointment was we tried to keep it a secret.
Yes.
And then some out there.
Toss pot,
some
brought it out.
Brought it out.
Spilt the beans, yeah.
So I was ready waiting to see everyone's reactions from the case shares going, wow, what is this? You know, I've just hit something that's not on the checklist. And then everyone's like, oh, cool. Now everyone's hoping to hit it rather than being surprised by it.
Correct. And I'm a massive Willy Wonka fan. You all know that. It's like pulling a golden ticket. If no one knew about it, and someone just said, what's that? Yeah, the excitement. And I think that's what they're going for. And it's just a shame that some assholes.
Were they, though?
Yeah.
It was going to be a flat-out secret?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Not on the checklist.
No one knew. They tried. That's why. Look, it stayed quiet for so long.
Yeah.
I think maybe they keep that in-house now. They don't even let it out
to
anyone. Yeah. And maybe if the people that bring it out early, just don't give them product next year. Cut them off.
Yep.
I mean, it would have been good for some kid to go to a news agent or go do his thing and pull that out and get excited. Oh, look, it wasn't even on the list. What is it? Get excitement, build a bit of hype.
Yep, get their friends talking.
Correct. That's what it's about. It's not about these blokes who pre-list crap, want to make their bucks early and just screw the product over. By the time you get it in your hand, your shit's worth nothing. I don't know. Yeah, I like the... checklist out. Are we overall all happy with that?
Yes.
Yep.
So it's something positive.
Day of.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beautiful.
So, and we're happy with the card that gave something for nothing?
Yes. Yep.
You can't complain.
Never complain about
every
that.
Second box is a hit.
Exactly.
You've got something in every second box. Is this the limit, though? Do we want to see more? Or are we happy with what it's got? If they did another two inserts and then there was 8 out of 12, is it too much?
I think it's fine where it is.
Yeah, you don't want to get too much and then there's just too much to collect and chase. And
it's already a bit much.
Yeah, I think it's maxed out. You wouldn't want to see any more. I'm a Carlton collector, you're a Geelong collector, you collect the Bombers, you and North. If you saw much more, would it turn you off?
Well, it's already going to be too hard as it is.
Yeah.
If there was any more lowered stuff, it's near impossible. I probably won't collect too much more.
Okay, well, that's my next point now with lowered number stuff. You get these guys who are from a different background wanting 101s and 105s and 1 of 10s. For me personally, if I get anything under, I reckon, 30, I may drop out because I don't want things I can't get. The unachievable.
Yeah.
That's what AFL's got over American sports. You're a Kobe collector. You can never get all these cards, ever.
Yeah, all these 101s and that. How do you even get them?
You can't. Now, if the AFL went down that path with number to 10s and number to 5s, I mean, you're a North fan.
Yeah.
How many North collectors on Eureka's page?
Not that many.
But there's at least 5.
Five
and that's just 5 and big who collect everything.
Then you've got at least 5 or 10 more that just getting into it.
Correct. Yeah. You don't want to turn away new people coming in. Now, Nick, I know you're going to think different because you love the American sports.
Why not test the waters, see what it does?
I mean, if you want to test the waters, don't mess with Series 2.
Yeah.
Maybe create a.
Something else.
A third, a high-end product, just to try it, to see how people would...
I think they dropped the ball this year with not doing a 25th anniversary. That was their... Once off, it's 25 years.
A premium line.
Let's go down that $300 a box for 3 packs line. They would have sold out like that. They would not have had an issue. And that's something you could try, those lower-numbered stuff.
Absolutely.
Because it's going to go to a certain bloke anyway. It's not going to be...
You also got to remember, not everyone's got money.
And that's the bottom line. You don't want to turn away that kid whose mum takes him and says, you know, $3 a pack? Yeah, I'll buy him a couple of packs. I mean, it's at the, what, $6, $7 mark now?
Yeah, $7.
I mean, $7 for a packet of commons, would that turn a kid off?
Yeah.
It'd turn the parent off if he's not into cards, I guess.
Yeah, well, I don't buy packs because I don't want that.
Yeah.
Pack of commons. I'll buy a box and have to deal with it.
And that probably Series 2 is more aimed at your
the higher
collector.
Yeah.
But if they added, like, say, to 10 cards, and that would mean packs prices would rise, wouldn't they?
Would have to, yeah.
So, and no one's going to like that, so that's another thing to consider too.
I think the price point, they wouldn't want to go to.
I think that's
why
you keep it separate, though.
Yeah.
The people that will want it will get it.
Yeah.
So.
Now, the case card SIGs, I love them. I love them how it continues on. And the case cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy with those. I think they should stick with that as far as they can go. And there's more and more players.
There's still some that haven't been used yet. There's
correct.
Probably, I don't know, 10 still on the list to use.
I think Geelong's got a few coming, so I'll be copping all that.
I think they need to do North's a Shannon Grant for North. Shannon Grant's the only one, I think, for us. So.
There's David Cloak. There's quite a few they can still go with from the past.
Maybe it should be more like this year. They went pretty much on the last ones that got the 300. They could have thrown in an old bloke.
Yeah.
An old veteran that played 300.
I think they've got to look at those old blokes and try and get them on a SIG if they haven't signed. It's a shame that blokes are dying off and you'll never get a card signed by them.
Some of them don't even have a card.
Touching on that, you get 3 different case card SIGs generally each release. Would you want them all to have a signature?
Yes.
You reckon?
No, I think
that kind of...
One or two.
Yeah, 2 max.
Yeah.
We've only got 1 in this.
We've only got 1 in this.
And you got to remember, if you get 3, it's going to raise the price. And they have to pay the bloke.
Yeah, you've got
to pay. They're not going to sign it for nothing.
I think 1's... One, maybe 2 max.
Yeah, but who do you pick?
I mean, unless you do 1 in Series 1 and 1 in Series 2.
If you're an Essendon collector and you're a Bulldogs collector, the Bulldogs collector's happy. The Essendon collector's not happy because he's missed out on a...
Okay.
Well, case card SIG, or vice versa. You know?
Well, with case cards, I think, like this year's for instance, you had Ablett and Kelly that played for 2 clubs.
Oh,
they could
go, yeah.
They could have put just not a whole image, but just a small image of the previous club, if especially if they played more games for that team.
Paul Williams was a prime example. He should have had Collingwood and Swans.
Nick Del Santo.
Yeah.
Nick Del Santo. Yeah.
Played half a dozen games and then got 300 at North Melbourne.
And, it was North Melbourne
where he's more. Who did they play the 300 for, though? The 300th game itself.
Well, yeah, that's why Mick Martin should be the Carlton card.
Yeah.
Would you want to see him as a Carlton card? You'd be disgraced, wouldn't you? He played one season.
Yeah.
Played one game or something.
Yeah, not many games to get him there. Yeah. Sam Mitchell. Didn't he play 300 for West Coast?
Yeah.
No, Hawthorn.
Oh, he did play Hawthorn?
They did, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I see what you mean.
But, no, they keep the main pictures, the club they're currently with, but just a small one with the previous club.
Yeah, look, they do three pictures anyway. It wouldn't be harm, to put it in a background of him in a whatever jumper. They've done it on one. I can't remember which one they did with two jumpers.
I'm not sure.
Can't think of it now. It was an earlier one.
Dougie?
No, he's in that. And a 400th card. Should there be a 400th card?
Yes.
You believe so?
I think so.
Well, how many is there?
There's only a couple in there. Three.
Three.
And they should be
four.
A SIG.
Four.
Yeah, they should be.
Well, you know, especially Bartlett or something like that.
He won't sign anything, though.
Nah.
No.
He's two Fletcher case card SIGs to chase.
He's already had a 300, yeah.
And then you got Brent Harvey's got the record, so that's a big achievement too, so
that's right. Yeah.
432 games.
400's a lot.
It's a big achievement.
Getting to 300's hard enough, and these legends have got 400.
And what do you think if, let's just say for example, the 300's do start running out, what would you like to see next? For me, I'd like to see like a Norm Smith or
it's hard because they've done like Norm Smith SIGs or
back to captains or best and fairest.
Best and fairest.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you'd go.
I said best and fairest.
Best and fairest.
Yeah. Well, if you've won a few.
Oh, we got an insider.
Multiple. Hang on. Special guest. Hang on.
It's the producer.
This is Debbie.
Producer.
Producer. You like the best and fairest?
Yeah, I reckon. Well, it gets you to know you like who's won your best and fairest for your club, sort of thing. You know?
Maybe multiple best and
fairest.
That's
what I mean. Like,
if you won four or five.
Well, it has to be something special. Or Coleman. What about Coleman?
Hall of Fame legend.
Oh.
No, I'd rather say that as a.
They do that as a set, series, maybe. I think. They do that.
When was the last time they done it? They haven't done it for so long.
2012.
Yeah.
Now, going on to the. Let's just. We'll finish with certified. So we've discussed all the different cards in the product. Overall, out of 10, what do you think? Have they hit a home run? Have they?
I pretty much go with what I would have gone with last year as well, probably around the 7-8 mark.
Yeah, Nick?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Out of 10?
I think an 8. They didn't need that.
8, I think, as well.
8. Yeah, look, probably value for money, I'll give it a 9. Just because if you open a case now, you've done really well. You're going to get six big hits out of 12 boxes, I think.
Yeah, and that's great value for.
It's very good value. I wouldn't want to see any more. No. I think they've done a good job overall, but I would like the certs probably to change. Not another two cert SIGs.
No.
And the 460s to change, and change the next year for the goal to goals. I think it's a one-off.
Same with the jersey and jersey SIGs. I think just a whole new product next year.
Well, it's going to have to be now.
The theme overall.
They've done their theme.
I think the theme worked. I think that was a really good one. It goes for mine. What was your best product previous to this?
I would probably go 2008 classic.
Yep.
Or 2013 prime.
Yeah. I'd go 2006 supreme with the brand of the predictors.
06 Supreme is one of mine, too. I agree with that.
It's one of my favourites.
There is many great ones. Yeah. It's hard to choose.
It comes down to personal choice. Yeah. And,
I love the Hall of Fame, personally. So 07 and 12 are fantastic. From the set from 96, they haven't changed any of the cards. So you just keep adding to your collection, which is brilliant. I think they need to do that next year.
Yeah, I agree.
It's been 5 years.
Yeah, it's about due, I think. And you got a couple more legends that they've inducted into the
There's plenty, isn't there? So, well, we've got Cable, we've got Hudson.
Malcolm Blight this year as well.
No, not Hudson. Royce Hart.
Yep.
Blight, Cable.
Cable.
Lockett.
Lockett.
I'm so missing someone.
At least four or five.
So they can pull two SIGs out of that.
Yeah.
Because what I'm getting is a couple of, in the last few weeks, a few people have tried to sell me their complete Hall of Fame sets. Because they said in 10 years' time, I'll only get another two or three SIGs. It's just, I'll be dead by the time there's any, you know, it's,
yeah.
You don't want to take it too long. 5 years is about max, and now it's been five, and yeah, we haven't had it. So they wouldn't want to wait too much longer.
No.
Captain SIGs, I'd love to see them back.
Yeah.
They were a good set, yeah. They could do an update and...
Yeah, well...
With half and half again, like they've done with the cert.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't have to be all in 1 year.
No.
It can go over a couple of years.
But in saying that, now with the loaded cases, because they are loaded, the last 2 years have been loaded. Even Honest 2 was loaded.
That was loaded.
They're just getting more and more loaded. Will a captain's card where there was three in a case or something, would that cheapen it down?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It'd have to be one per case.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, one per case.
It reduces like the rarity of them then too. So the rarity becomes
less. If you're looking at 09, 04, that was it. That was the one hit per case. There was no other major hits.
Yeah, that's right.
You got one in 16 in 09, Pinnacle.
Yep.
Now they're fully loaded. Would it cheapen it at all?
A little bit.
Because Captain SIGs have stayed.
Yeah.
They're a $500, $600 card plus.
Yeah.
As the early ones cost that, you $1,000.
As long as they keep that number ratio. 50
to 60.
50.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, if you're looking at this, change the influencer with a captain's card for next year.
Yeah,
number to 40, you can do it to 50.
Yeah.
SIG, that's what I said. That
do it half.
And it's a SIG too, and that'd be way
I think the SIG, it needed a SIG, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be a negative?
Yes.
Yep. I mean, we had the finest.
You've already got the flashy card.
Yeah, you got the flashy. You got the one that looks. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's pretty good. Any other feedback on cert before we finish with cert?
No,
I'm good.
Move on, all right. One other thing, NRL has gone down the one-of-one route. There are one-of-ones in the NRL, and we do breaks. NRL's kind of died.
I've spoken to a few NRL guys, and they don't even collect anymore.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Those packs they did, and...
they did the Mojo packs to 40 that... and 20 that started $800, by the end of it was $200 a Mojo pack. It was like, what's the point?
And they didn't really have any significance.
No,
they were just a different colour.
I think they hurt themselves with their distribution, giving dealers the cases with two Mojos and giving everyone else ones with one.
Yeah,
that has to change.
That's just wrong.
That's turned me off it. I'm not buying any this year. The last one I got burnt on was I paid legit through Icon, wasn't it? Yeah. Bought it from there, rocked up, should have two Mojos, had one. And I've advertised it as having two, made me look stupid.
Yeah.
And I don't get it because the case is over the number and only dealers get it. It's just, if you're going to do that, you're killing off, you want to look after three blokes, you're dead, I believe. Yeah. You turn people away when the same heads keep getting the good cards.
Treat pretty much everyone on the same level.
Yeah. Yeah. Hobby in general, where do you see it at the moment? Do you see it, is it picking up back to its heights?
I'm not sure. I think it's just leveled out at the moment.
We all were around in the 90s.
Yep.
Collecting?
Yeah.
Yep.
I was too young, so.
You were too young?
Yeah, too young. Tom? Yeah, we were, yeah.
You were too young, Stephen.
Jesus.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
29.
Oh, Jesus. Or whatever. Yeah.
What were you collecting back then?
Oh,
marbles?
Power Rangers?
I think I did Tarzos and all that craze back then in the chip packets that they had.
You're a Beanie Babies man, be honest. Come on.
Nah, all right, fair enough. Footy stickers. That's where I first got in with the footies.
Where are footy stickers? How good were footy stickers?
Yeah, they were cool as. Just rip them out of the pack, stick them in your album. So
yeah, I loved them.
They were
great. Yeah. When I stopped collecting cards, I went to stickers. I thought they were brilliant, but...
They might have had a better place rather than the pop-ups.
2001,
and
think,
the albums.
So.
The album of the team album sticker or whatever it was.
From the Herald Sun.
From the Herald Sun.
Yeah, I got those.
How good was that? Every year.
Brilliant.
You had every team.
It was great. Memento of the season.
You could know who played for who and what was going on.
Yeah, I've got all those in the garage somewhere. Yeah, they were great. Yeah, they were very good. Stickers, we want to see them back.
Why not? It gets kids in.
It's nostalgic for me.
You'll get more kids and that into it.
I mean,
other sports. Stick them on their folders at school.
Other sports never dropped off on the stickers.
Laptops or whatever they use these days.
Well, exactly. So, all right, you won't have to speak. But Dom, me, Nick, and Dan, we were around when basketball was a monster. Jordan, it was a monster.
Penny, Weber,
and footy was high. As Shaq. Do we see it at that level, or gaining up to that level, or what?
Well, it was all right back then, and then, but look at basketball. They start bringing in those low numbers, and that I went, see you later.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys did.
Well, I stopped collecting in about 96. Everything, I just pulled the pin because it was getting too hard.
Yeah.
And plus you have, you're 18, 19 or whatever, you have other priorities.
Yeah, I did the same thing pretty much. But I got back into basketball there for a bit, but it just got too much. Yeah. Too many different options, variations. And
the hype for this year is, the hype that's around now, it's insane levels.
Yeah,
I can see it lifting. I can see cards lifting. What
especially
do you think,
Tom? Taking the pre-sellers out of it.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant.
Yeah,
I think a lot of the adults that were your NBA collector or whatever have sort of jumped into the footy bandwagon.
Yeah,
the last maybe 3 years even, and they've just been growing and growing each year. So they're starting to see the value that the footy collector has seen for many years in the product.
Yeah, we talked about this the other
day.
NBA can bust a box and get NFL, $1 cig. I mean, that's
just wrong.
It's wrong. With AFL, what's your worst one of that going to get? 25, 30 bucks?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the difference, and there's 260 of them.
But not just that. Larry Bird, you can pick him up for maybe 50 bucks now. And that's one of the best.
He should be a $500,000 signature.
Exactly.
That's saturation for you, though.
Yeah, and that's the worry.
It's also the size of the sports over there.
True.
You got a much, much bigger market. And the amount of products. There's 10,000 products.
There's a product every week.
And the range in prices of the products. That reflects the price of your cards too. I think like $200 for a box of this. That's also why your values remain high.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when Panini got the NBA deal, Kobe Bryant, you had two or three autos per case because they just wanted to get the product out there, and then it sort of devalued the Kobe auto. Whereas with the AFL, you still. I mean, it's not every year. You don't get the same player every year signing. So.
And someone had spoken to me already today about there's no Mark Murphy card for Carlton, and he was a bit upset on it, and I thought, well, geez, I've got a folder full of Mark Murphy cards. I don't want another. I'd sooner get a different player. I like the spread. I don't want the same SIGs in every product.
Yeah,
I'm glad they did Cade Simpson because he's going to retire and he hasn't had one. I think they should look down that track of blokes that have never signed
those good players they haven't done much.
Yeah, so we see it where rising, falling.
I don't see it falling. I think it's either
it'll stay where it is.
Stay where it is, or creep up.
Yeah, I reckon it'll rise
as long as they keep it the way it's going. So
yeah,
not push the product too much.
And the hobby in general, all across the board with all sports, we want to see more people in it. What's the best way of getting more people involved?
Like Steve said, the stickers.
Through the kids.
It's got to be the kids. They're the future.
They're the next generation.
Those, the stickers, the team photo albums. Those little things that we might not see as much, but kids are going to see that and go, oh, beauty, I got a sticker of, Pendlebury or something.
Yeah.
I can stick it on my book. All of a sudden he goes, I'll get the rest of the Collingwood ones.
Exactly.
And then you start that sort of collection.
Yeah, because is trading dead? I don't know. Thing in schools? You've got young... Well, not at school though, have you, Nick?
No, not yet.
I know. It's no one can speak of that. No, I'm looking around.
It's hard to trade in general.
Yeah. How hard is it to get a trade these days with someone?
Even at the fair, I went there. I had Josh Kennedy. This is from Champs. I know it's not a great card, but people go, "Oh, I'm in Victoria. What do I want that?" I go, "The guy just kicked 10 goals. He's going to be a superstar, you know." And all I wanted was a Fremantle one that I didn't have to complete my master set, and they wouldn't even want to trade. So everyone's basically trying to sell everything, and
That's my next question. Again, we'll go back down this path we spoke about the other day. Is the collector thing a dying thing?
Not collecting in general, but trade with others.
How many people are sellers these days and not collectors who are looking to buy a box, flip it, get another one, flip it, get another one, flip it?
There's quite a few.
There's a fair bit out there, I think.
Is that taking away from people? Is that turning people away from collecting?
Well, instead of posting up the pictures or whatever on Facebook to trade, people are just posting up a price to sell so they can get the card they want.
Yeah.
They're not trying to find someone with it and get a trade organised.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I keep seeing more and more sellers.
Yeah.
Trying to sell.
Trying to sell.
There's
a difference there.
Yeah. There are sellers and there's attempted sellers.
Yeah.
The ones that ask a bit too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's another question. Say you're a North supporter.
Yeah.
And then Collingwood card's obviously going to be worth more than North.
Yeah.
Would you swap, if you had a Collingwood jersey sig for a North jersey sig if you needed it? Or would you go, Collingwood I can flip for
an
extra $200 and the North is worth, I'll sell it and then I'll pay the other guy. But just, you know, to me, I don't have time, I'm busy. We talked about it as well the other time. And if someone walked up to me and says, here's what you need and here's what you've got that I need, I'd just swap it.
I'm the same way. I'd be straight swap.
For your own PC. Who cares?
We've all done it for each other.
Yeah.
We've got cards that you need or I need, and I've just gone, here, Woody, I'll take whatever you got.
Yep.
Just to get you the cards you need.
Correct.
Whereas that doesn't happen much.
No, it's a dying thing. And money does strange things to people.
It does.
I mean, I've seen people, I won't name names, but their own PC team hit something with a cool number and palm it off, and it's like, what the hell?
Just flip their own.
Someone.
They've been trying to collect it, and then all of a sudden the price comes in, and money.
The old Rick, what's your name? Million Dollar Man thing. Everyone's got a price.
Yeah.
Looks like they have, but I don't know.
I wouldn't part with the low number PC card.
No way. Look, it's a bonus if you get it. Yeah. I'm not a big number man myself, but lately I've been chasing them.
I mean, I don't really care what numbers my cards are as long as I have them, really.
Yeah, I try and get a low one, it's great. Get my collection done first, but then if the jumper number or something comes up, I'll try and get that.
Nothing else, though. Nothing else means much.
No.
Apart from jumper numbers.
Yeah, I was never a low number person, but started last year with the 460s trying to get a numbered team set under 10. It's something to chase, a bit extra, a bit different. If they come, they come. If they don't, I'm not too fast.
Yeah.
But, it's something, I don't know, something different. But it's funny because NBA and NFL and American sport collectors don't understand. What's with the numbers? You know what I mean? They don't get it. But,
I guess that comes down to having one-on-ones and
Well, people are getting creative with the numbers. They're starting to talk about club significance and number how the year the player was born,
his age.
You know, so all the numbers eventually starting to become
187. That's his height. It's big
number.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bit, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a bit too much.
The old eBay 101s.
What did someone say? They've been watching porn stars or whatever and tell a story.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was funny.
If you can make a nice story, you know, you can sell it for a bit more.
I think I know who said that.
Well, as we wind this down, the hobby in general, the people in it, good big bunch of people overall?
I think so.
You'd hope so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Can be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can You're be. Always going to have a few screws loose, but that happens in everything.
It takes everyone, doesn't it?
There's your good
it
and bad in everything, really.
Yeah,
so.
I think always the good.
But there's more good, I think.
There's been a lot of generosity on the Eureka.
Which
pretty much that's all I sort of look at.
Same.
Yep.
Yeah, look, agree. The generosity for people just giving the stuff out of their collection is
you
insane.
Don't see it on other pages either.
Well, you don't see it in the world. So, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Where else do you see that?
Yeah.
I mean, I went to the shop and was 5 cents short and the guy wanted to beat me up, you know what I mean? I wasn't there, give it to me next time. Yeah.
Yeah, you've only been in there 20 years.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it?
Or at the post office and you're a couple grams over, they want to charge you extra $3.
Well, that's what the world we live in, isn't it? To see people, you know, I'll mention one bloke, Chris Sauercides. He bought a box for $200, hit a Hawthorne SIG and gave all the rest of his cards away for nothing. He said, yeah, I don't collect them. I want to give them away as a gift. Stuff like that makes you love collecting for me, to see that. Selflessness, I think that's the good thing of collecting. It's a odd bunch of people anyway. It's all from all different, you know, different likes, different
walks of life.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, cards bringing everyone in the same space. It's a good thing. Yeah, thanks for sneezing.
Bloody Dom.
Don't blame me.
Help yourself. Well, that's us talking about certified
that was not what we thought of the product.
Look at all these background noises, what's going on?
That's lovely. That is.
Is that what they thought of the segment?
Class personified here. Where else are you going to get flush of the toilet and people blowing their nose on the podcast? Beautiful. Anyway, I want to thank Dom, Stephen Brown, Nick, thank Russo, you. And no Dan Rains, and our producer Deb's here for helping with certified today. We busted a couple of cases. Overall, we liked it. We loved it. A few changes for next year, and I reckon it'll be a mint product again. Yeah. Anything else, boys?
All good.
No.
Thanks everyone for listening.
Thanks, guys.
I do have one thing to say.
Yep.
2017 is the year of the orange colour boxes in America, so maybe fluoro orange for the next release.
Fluoro orange?
The blue was mint.
Yeah,
I think the packaging is selling this product.
The packaging was great.
Yep.
One, actually, before we go, the one other thing was, for these boxes are hand-packed, but they seem to be not so random. I don't know, we found most of the hits in the one side of the box, which is probably something they can look at.
Yeah, just jumble wired up.
It's got to be.
I'd rather have that, though, than the
missing
stuff that they've had in the past.
Okay. So. And the one thing they did fix up was the medal winners not with the big hit.
Yeah.
So every box actually does.
Yeah. Because the spread. Yeah.
I'll say it again, so I'll ask one more question before we go. Medal winners, should they be numbered?
Maybe.
Now, they'd be numbered to 700.
One per two boxes, I think, yes.
Yeah, but that's all right. That's numbered at least. It gives it something.
Yeah, you could, but, I mean, it's just common knowledge, isn't it? You know that it's...
I don't think it is that common sort of knowledge of how many there is out there.
But people, I think that's people know they're one per box, one per two boxes.
But I think that's where they've stopped... they're numbered to 700, so they've said, like, they don't want to number it because the numbering wouldn't mean anything. But if you look back to Hall of Fame Limited Edition, they're numbered to 800.
Yeah.
And they've held their price. They still go for good money.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd think a number to 800 card there. But I think there's still a meaning behind it. People will chase that number.
Yeah, at least though there's a limit then.
Yeah, yeah. You know, okay, there's this many...
Because I don't go through the ratios of every single set in the case.
No, nah, to me, me either.
Oh, there's 700 of this, 600 of that. I just, if it's numbered, I go, oh, yeah, cool, it's numbered to 200. If it's not numbered, I think there's millions of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are people that do those statistics, Dan. We mentioned
Stephen Brown and Paul Richardson. Card scene investigation, CSI.
Hawk eyes.
Jesus. They know every move you make, and it's before you even open the box.
Yeah, don't put too many videos up there.
No. They'd be banned from the casino. Card
counters. Card counters.
Rain Man.
Beaten up in a back alley somewhere from the crowd. But, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'll look to do some more with multiple people. I think it went really smooth today. Really happy with it. That's our thoughts on Certified and a bit about the hobby. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.